I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading coronavirus expert, will join Governor Phil Scott's Tuesday news briefing. Fauci heads the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. He serves on President Trump's coronavirus task force and has become the public face of the federal government's response to the pandemic. Governor Scott's office says Fauci will join the conference by video tomorrow and will be available briefly to answer questions from the media. VPR will carry the news briefing live starting at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Vermont's newest climate change legislation has passed the House and Senate and now awaits the governor's signature. The Global Warming Solutions Act requires Vermont to meet targeted carbon emission reductions, and it creates a climate council to come up with a plan to do that. Representative Felicia Loeffler of Enosburg told Vermont Edition today that while she agrees with the philosophy of the legislation, she feels the responsibility should fall on the legislature, not a council.
The council's not elected. They're not accountable. I think if the legislature really wants this, the onus should be on the legislature. We should be the ones making these big decisions and the ones accountable.
Governor Phil Scott has expressed concerns about the bill and may veto it. The number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise in Quebec. More than 200 new cases have been reported daily for 5 days in a row. The province's health minister says they're seeing an increase in outbreaks as well as community transmission. Hospitalizations, however, remain steady and no new deaths have been reported in the province. A look at the forecast for tonight, mainly clear, lows mostly in the 30s, except around 40 in the Champlain Valley, and in the 20s in northern Cold Hollows. Some frost is possible in northeastern Vermont tonight. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.